All right, this is about to be awesome. I just did something that was just so cool to me. So cool. So right now it's Sunday. It's around 3 o'clock, and this will come out Sunday too. 2 a week, baby, 2 a week. But I just recorded a podcast with my dad, and I don't know, dude. It was just really, really cool to hear him talk about his story, which I've known, but to hear kind of his side of the story of him growing up and then how he met my mom and just like stuff like that, and talk about him as a, like when he first got the news that mom was pregnant with me, and like his thought process and his mindset, and then him tell stories of like some of his proudest moments of each of us, of me, Ryan, and Tyler. It was just really cool to hear him just talk and him kind of open up, which he's not really like that. But one of the coolest things, we kind of came up with this idea yesterday, and he's already like, I mean, on it. He's already hit up a couple guys. But my dad's going to start a podcast, right? Like, that's so cool. My dad's going to start a podcast. And for those that like know my dad, you're like, what? But he's going to go around. So he's been in the sporting goods business for 30 years. Like, he has rode for the past 30 years. He goes to these high schools and these colleges and just talks to coaches for like 2.5 hours about life and football. It's not even really work. Like, he's in sales, but he's not like he on the podcast, he said, like, I haven't worked a day in my life. He's like, I love what I do. He's like, I'm in sales. I'm a salesman, but I've never sold anything in my life. Like, he just goes there and builds a relationship. That's what he does. Now, he sold a lot of stuff, and we've done well. Like, I've never needed anything in my life. Everything I've ever needed, I've been provided. But like, he's never sold anything. He just goes and builds and maintains relationship, and that's what he does, and that's what he's instilled in me. And it's funny because, like, just the other week, because I'm obviously wanting to do stuff with this podcast, and he's like, hey, like, you need to, you know, like, kind of come back to the real world and like, how are you going to make money? How are you going to provide and put food on the table for yourself right now? And like yesterday, I don't even know how it got brought up, but like, I mean, I made a little logo for him and everything. It's going to be called Nelly's Podcast. And I've not seen him this excited in I don't know how long. Like, this is the most excited. Like, we haven't stopped talking about it all day yesterday. And then even on our walk, like, we woke up this morning talking about it. Like, on our walk, talked about it. We just talked about it a little bit on the podcast. He hit up a couple of his friends because he's got to go meet somebody, Coach Vandegrift, tomorrow, Monday. And he just sent him a picture of the podcast and just sent like a question mark. He's like, you down? Question mark. And Vandegrift texts him, he's like, call me right now. And he's like, absolutely, dude. He's like, that would be awesome. So, and then he hit up Coach Shaw and he was like, yeah. Coach Shaw's like, absolutely, let's do it Wednesday. So like, he's already got people lined up. Like, he's built 30 years of goodwill with these guys. And like, these coaches would love and sit and like tell stories. So he's going to talk about like, what got you into coaching? What kept you into coaching? Like, what makes a good leader? What makes a good teammate? And just get the coaches to tell their story, you know? And like, what's one of the best players you've coached and why? And who's one of the best players you've coached against and why? And like, I just think there's nothing better in life to me than hearing a football coach or just a ball coach, a coach of any sport, talk about, you know, reliving some of their greatest moments. And yeah, a lot of them were like, I mean, not really like, yeah, winning games, but like a lot of the moments that they remember are like little things that isn't winning the state championship. It's like little games or little moment in a game where they're like, that's the memory that they think of a lot. So I just think there's really nothing better than hearing coaches talk about, you know, moments like that. And it is so exciting to see my dad excited. Like, this is something that, like, he's going to be good at. And, like, people are going to listen. Like, I'm telling you, all these coaches, like, when we go to these coaches' clinics, like, he's a celebrity there. Because he's done it for 30 years, and he's friends with all of them. Like, they joke around that he is the Georgia High School Commissioner. Because every day, like, these coaches call him up asking about jobs. You know, like, hey, I heard this is open. What, like, what's this school like? Tell me, like, what's this guy like? Like, AD's calling my dad, hey, we're thinking about hiring this guy. What do you know about him? Like, my dad is friends with everybody in the state that has anything to do involved with football or sports. So, like, these people are going to listen to him. And, like, hell, like, kids like me, I'm excited to hear some of these coaches and, like cool stories. So, main point is, dude, I'm just so excited to see my dad excited. And it's just, it's a good feeling. Like, it makes me excited. That's what I'm talking about, like, feeding off of people's energy. Shit, it's contagious, bro. Like, feeding off of, like, when someone else has energy, like, that's contagious. Like, enthusiasm is contagious. I want to be around people that are enthusiastic, that have energy, that want to do stuff. So, I don't know. I'm just so happy. I'm excited for my dad. Like, I'm helping him out. Like, he's like, all right. He's like, I don't really want to do all this other stuff. Like, I think that I've went through these past couple of months of learning how to, you know, edit, record a podcast and learn all the stuff that he wouldn't want to do. Like, he wouldn't do this podcast if I wasn't there helping him. You know, so I, like, all he needs to do is get there and talk to the coach. I can handle everything else. And I am so excited to do this for him. And this is going to excite him, you know, like, it's like a whole new project for him. So it's just, I don't know. Like, I'm so excited for him. Another thing that has kind of changed, another like awesome conversation that I had, this was Wednesday night, was with my roommate and one of my best friends, Evan Thompson. And right now he's killing it. So he's like, I mean, he's more than just a YouTube golfer, but like, he's known for on social media as a golfer. He played football with me at Kennesaw, one of our best players. And now like he's golfing and he's going to play with cool people like Patrick Peterson, Will Levis, Johnny Manziel, just followed him on Twitter. Like, he goes and plays Evan Ingram. Like, he plays with him a lot, but he's going to play with all these cool people. And I've we've talked about social media before, like how to grow and stuff. And I asked him, I was like, this is so awesome. Like, how are you getting all these people? And he was like, dude, he's like, sometimes they'll just follow me and I'll just DM them. I'm like, really? I was like, I've really never done that. He's like, what? He's like, how do you get all these people on your podcast? I'm like, I mean, just kind of like word of mouth and just my friends. Like, the people that I don't know has been word of mouth of my other friends that I've had on. But yo, you need to get this guy on. He's got an awesome story and he would love to. Like, that's how it's gone on. And I'm like, really? Like, how many people do you reach out to? Evan's like, I reach out to 5 people a day. I said, 5 people a day? He goes, I reach out to at least 5 people a day of just shooting them a DM of like, hey, like, what's up? Like, my name's Evan. I see that you've golfed a little bit. I would love to, you know, play a couple rounds with you and get to know you more. If you're interested in that, like, I'd love to play. And he sends that to like 5 people. And like, and he's like, dude, people, like, he hit up Saquon Barkley. He showed me his DMs with Saquon and like, yeah, they're going to go play. And all it was a simple like DM. And that kind of opened my mind to like, shit, like, I'm not doing any of this. I don't reach out to anybody. Like, why do I think that, oh no, like a Jesse Itzler or like a Devin LeVay or Matt Choi or Danny Miranda, like, they won't be on my podcast because they're just bigger than me right now. Like, they would probably want to help me. Like, so it just kind of opened my eyes to like, I'm not doing enough. Like, there's so many little things that I could be doing better. Like, outreach. Like, why don't I DM 5 people a day? Like, I work hard on like football, my job, and these other things I work really hard at. Why can't I turn that and turn all that hard work into me, into building this? Why can't I reach out to, if he's reaching out to 5, why can't I reach out to 8 or 10 a day? Just DMs of people like, yeah, like, yeah, maybe DM a Saquon or a Johnny Manziel or someone like that. Yeah, they're probably not going to come on the podcast right now, but why not try to plant that seed early as I can and then hit them up in a couple weeks and keep hitting them up every month or so until like, you know, this thing does get big enough and where they do notice like, oh yeah, this guy hit me up a couple like years ago. Yeah, I'll hop on. Like, why don't I do that stuff? I don't know. That's just kind of a mindset shift that I've had this week of like DMing people and like doing outreach. Cause yes, I want to grow this. How am I going to grow this? I can reaching out to people. So I don't know. I'm just excited about life. I really am. There's a lot of things to be excited about. Like, there's a lot of things to be excited about. And I was talking to one of my friends and she was like, it's just nerve-wracking of this, all these uncertain times, like all this uncertainty. Like, I don't really know what I want to do with my life. Like, all my friends are kind of moving away. I'm stuck here in school one more year. I don't know exactly what I want to do. Like, I'm not making a whole lot of money. I just don't know what my life is going to look like. I was like, yeah, that is like, you are justified in feeling those feelings that you're feeling. Like, this uncertainty can be scary, but at the same time, it can be awesome because you don't know what's going to happen. Like, you have no idea what relationship, what person, what conversation is going to spark and then change the direction of your life. It's like, you have no idea. Like, that's one good reason. That's one good benefit of being this age and of just living in this uncertain time. Like, you have no idea how fast your life can change. And I was talking to somebody, I forgot who this was. This was this week. And they're like, yeah, I'm just, oh, God, what was that? I forgot who the person was, but they're like, yeah, talking about money, they just got a new job and they're excited. And they're like, yeah, like, I'm a couple of years. He was like, I'm about a year or two away from doing that. I was like, you're a relationship away from doing that. And he's like, yeah, actually, like, for real, like, we are dead ass just like one person away from really changing everything. Like, we were literally just like, and it could be a conversation with somebody we just haven't had that conversation yet. Like, we were literally one person, one relationship away from changing everything. And that's why I'm just so excited, because I have no idea who's going to come into my life. But as long as I keep bringing good energy and I keep trying to help people, I think the right people will fall into place. I really do. Like, I believe God will help me meet the right people when it's time. Like, it might not be on my time, but it will, in due time, I think all the stuff that I want to work out will work out, or something else that I'm not even planning for will work out. But the only thing I can control is my effort, which is this outreach of which, like, come on, bro, like, you knew you could be doing this. So stuff like that, of like actually trying to put myself in positions to be lucky and have these opportunities and be able to meet these people and just show up with some enthusiasm, show up with some juice, be like curious, likable, like have positive energy. And I asked Evan that question too. I was like, why do you think so many people like you? Like, when you go golf with Patrick Peterson, Evan Ingram and all these people, Will Levis, like, why do you think these people keep golfing with you? Why do you think they like you? He's like, oh, it's like, I'm just positive. Like, I'm just positive. I think people like being around positive people. I'm like, yeah, damn, you're right. People just like being around positive people. So I'm just going to keep being positive and keep trying to put myself in luck in situations to get lucky. So I'm amped up right now, dude. I'm excited for my damn dad, bro. I'm excited for my dad. That's awesome. That makes me want to be better. Bro, his podcast is about to blow up and be way more engagement and listen to than mine. Like, for real. So I'm just so excited, man. But people like being around positive people. People like being around positive people. So get positive. Because there's a lot to like be excited for in this life. Like, if you're uncertain, you don't know where your life is going to end up. Like, right now, you really don't know what you're going to do in a year. Good. Good. Like, you have no idea. That's exciting. It could be really, really good. It could be really, really good. It's something you didn't even think of. Like, hell. And I told this girl, I was like, I didn't even think I could be, I didn't even know podcasting was a thing for me 8 months ago. Had no idea. Didn't even think of it. Then I heard one of my friends, it was Claire and Shelby, had Zion on, and they recorded the first podcast like on their phone, on the little recorder app on their phone, put the phone down in the middle of them on a chair and sat around that and talked to that. That's the first one I heard. And I literally thought, me and Zion were on the way home one day, I think from Athens or somewhere, working somewhere. And he's like, yo, I did a podcast. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, listen. And the only thing I could think of was like, oh my God, like, I can do this. I was like, y'all really just put the phone down and talked? I was like, yeah. I was like, and it sounds like this? He's like, yeah, it was really cool. And then after that moment, I was like, okay, I can do this. Like, I can do that. And then it's just slowly growing and growing. People are starting to help me out. Like, you never know. Moments like that can literally change the course of your life. So I know I went on my little rant, dude. I'm just hyped. Now, I'm telling you, bro, I'm excited for my dad, bro. I am excited for my dad. I'm excited for you, too. Like, something this week is going to happen to you that's going to change the course of your life for the better. I believe that, so you better believe it too. So I love and appreciate each one of you, and I'll see y'all next week. Let go!